last savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to another session of The Last Savior. In this program, we discuss about Imam Zaman alayhi salam, and we try to get the most updated information about Imam of our time from our experts. And today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to invite Dr. Karimi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Dr. Karimi, in one of our previous sessions, you said that one of the ways to find a right path, one of the ways to get to know about the clear examples when we are in the state of delusion, when we are in the state of confusion, when we are not able to reach a right path. You said imams have referred to us that we should be referring ourselves to the scholars of the time. And as it has been Hajj, the event of Hajj recently, it reminded me of the narrations when we say that Hajj in itself is a kind of a symbol about the Imam, wherein you refer to Imam. Hajj does not come to people. People come to Hajj. People refer to Hajj. People go to Hajj. People circumambate around the Hajj. People do tawaf around the Hajj. Imam is someone who needs to be referred to. We as a people, we as ignorance, we as people of less knowledge need to go to the scholarly people to add to our knowledge. And IRIB English Radio provides you with the best sources of these knowledges, with the best scholars. We are again with Dr. Karimi to talk more about the heavenly calls and how they differentiate from the certain sign of reappearance, the certain heavenly call. Yes, Dr. Karimi.
Thank you for the introduction. We have talked in details about the fifth definite sign for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, that is the heavenly call, which would happen on the 23rd of the holy month of Ramadan. We talked about the color, the features of this sign, and the content of it, and the ways to distinguish between this call and the satanic call, which will follow the heavenly call.
Right.
Now, having said that, I mentioned in the previous session that based on some narrations, there are going to be other calls as well, which should not be confused with this heavenly call.
Right.
They are not among the definite signs for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. They may happen.
Right.
One of them was the call of the Archangel Jibreel in the 10th of Muharram, the day of Ashura, after the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. He will come to pay allegiance to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Then he will call out that al-bay'atu lillah, and then the Shia will join Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. And we have a couple of narrations about this. Then the second call, which is different from the heavenly call, is three calls in the month of holy month of Rajab. But the narrations about this are not enough. I mean, they are not many. We have only one in Shia sources, so we cannot rely on this one narration. Now, the third one, which is again related, the third call, which is related to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, but is different from the heavenly call, is another call which is related to another definite sign for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and that is Al-Khasfu Bal-Bayda. Again, we talked about this definite sign in the previous episodes. We said that, a group of the army of Sufyani,
right,
they will come toward Imam Mahdi alayhi salam to fight him and to kill him.
Right.
They will come to a land called Bayda in the Arabian Peninsula, and then in a miraculous way, they would be swallowed by the earth.
Right.
And this is what we mean by Al-Khasf Bil-Bayda. Khasf means to be swallowed.
Swallowed.
Exactly. So This is, I mean, Al-Khasfu al-Bayda is one of the definite signs for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. We talked about that in feature chapter Sabah, verse 51. According to some narrations, is related to this event, وَأُخِذُوا مِن مَكَانٍ قَرِيبٍ. And then now, there are some narrations which tell us that Al-Khasfu al-Bayda will happen after a heavenly call.
All right.
So again, here we have a heavenly call, which is related to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and his event, but is not that heavenly call as one of the definite signs.
So let's expand that topic a little more, but after a short break, dear listeners, stay tuned. Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. We are with Dr. Karimi and we're talking about the differences between certain signs of reappearance. And we are talking about the difference between the heavenly calls, the certain sign of reappearance of one of the heavenly calls. What is its difference with the other heavenly calls? Yes, Dr. Karimi.
So this heavenly call, which is related to Al-Khasfu al-Bayda, is based on some narrations. For example, in one narration we read, وَيَنْزِلُ أَمِيرُ جَيْشِ سُفْيَانِ al-Bayda. The commander of the army of Sufyani will come to the land called Al-Bayda. So he and accompanied by his army, they will come to Bayda in their way toward Imam Mahdi alayhi salam to fight him. Then Fayunadi Munadin Minasama, a caller from the heaven will call out, Ya Bayda Abid al Qaum, O Bayda,
engulf a particular nation.
Yeah, and finish and swallow up the people, فَيَخْسَفُ بِهِمْ, and then the earth will swallow the people.
All right.
So here again, we have a heavenly call. This is not mentioned by Jibreel, so maybe another difference. But anyway, according to this narration, this miracle will happen after this heavenly call. The narration is mentioned by Nu'mani in his Al-Ghiba, page 288, hadith 67. And Ayashi in his Tafsir, Volume 1, page 244. And then there is another narration in Tafsir al-Qummi, Volume 2, page 205, regarding the verse, وَرَوْتَرَا إِذْ فُزَّعُوا, when you say, when they are frightened, the Imam says, مِنَ السَّوْتِ, they are frightened by a voice, by a call. وَذَلِكَ السَّوْتِ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ, and that voice is coming from heaven. And then the verse reads, وَأُخِذُوا مِن مَكَانٍ قَرِيبٍ, they are taken from a close place. The Imam says, مِن تَحْتَ أَقْدَامِهِمْ خُسِفَ بِهِمْ, they will be swallowed up, meaning that these people, after hearing a voice, a call, then this miracle will happen and the land of Bayda will swallow up these people. As I mentioned, this is mentioned in Tafsir al-Qummi. The same point has been mentioned in some Sunni sources, for example, in Al-Fitan by Ibn Hammam, page 227, and Al-Bad' wa Tariq, volume 2, page 179. So this is another call which is related to another definite sign of the reappearance, that is Al-Khasfu bil-Bayda.
Right.
The next call, which is again related to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, is called in the narrations as the call of the wind or ar-rih. So this is, a voice that people hear as if it is coming from the wind. So there is no mention of Jibreel anymore.
Right.
In these narrations, for example, there is one narration from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam as quoted by Abu Adam the Taghlib. This is after the uprising of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Okay.
Now, people will hear this call as if this is the call of the wind. The content is, هَذَا الْمَهْدِي يَقْضِي بِقَضَاءِ دَاوُدْ وَسُلَيْمَانِ. This narration is referring to one of the points which makes similarities between Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and other prophets. One of the similarities is that we know that Prophets Dawood and Sulaiman, especially Prophet Dawood, are famous for their judgments, or qadawa. Now, this narration says that call will cloud that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will judge like Dawood and Sulaiman, but without being in need of any proof. We know that as a judge, you are in need of bayyana or proof. But Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, one of the points about him and his time is that because of his divine knowledge, he's not in need of any bayyana or right. proof. So this is the content of, this call of the wind, if you may put it this way.
Right. So, Dr. Ghani, we will discuss more after a short break. Dear listeners, don't go anywhere. Stay tuned.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior, and we are with Dr. Karimi. We're talking about the content of different heavenly calls and how we can distinguish these calls from the certain sign of reappearance, which is one of the heavenly calls, in which there's no bada is going to happen. There's no change in that certain call, but bada may happen in other heavenly calls. Yes, Dr. Karimi.
So this is the fourth call that we are talking about. We may call it the call of the wind, as mentioned in the narrations. Let me just share one more narration in this regard. The Imam alayhi salam says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send the wind in every city, in every region and valleys. Taqul, and it will call out, Hadha al-Mahdi, this is Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, Yahkumu bi-hukm Dawood, he will judge you like Prophet Dawood alayhi salam. And the difference is that he is not in need of any proof.
Right.
Because of his divine knowledge. And the last call that we are going to talk about in this session is a call that is going to happen based on the narrations before this world come to its end.
Okay.
So it's not directly related to the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, but this is another heavenly call. Related to Akhir al-Zaman.
All right.
Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, this world will not come to its end before a caller would call out from the heaven, Ya Ahl al-Haq ijtama'u, O people of the truth, come together. Then all of them will come together in one place. ثُمَّ يُنَادِي مَرَّةً أُخْرَى يَا أَهْلَ الْبَاطِلِ اجْتَمِعُوا. Then he will call for a second time that, O people of the falsehood, come together. They will come to one place together. Is it possible for one person belonging to one group to join the other group? Just, for example, pretend that he is, for example, among the people of the truth. Imam said, La wallah, it is not possible. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referred to in the verse, the fact that Allah will distinguish the pure ones from the impure ones. With that, we can finish our discussion about, the calls, the heavenly calls, which are somehow related to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and may Allah hasten his reappearance, but they are different from the heavenly call, meaning that the heavenly call is the only call that is the definite sign for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, but the other ones cannot be called the definite signs. The one by Jibreel in the 10th of Muharram, in the day of Ashura, the three calls in the month of Rajab, the call which is related to Al-Khasfu Bil-Bayda, the call of the wind, and this last call which is related to Akhir al-Zaman, to the end of the time, which can be and may be or may not be related to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. We have some narrations about each and every one of them, but none of them can be considered as the definite
sign
for the reappearance of the Imam.
Thank you so much, Doctor, for being with us and providing us with such detailed and useful information.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. Stay tuned for more interesting programs. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.